An 82-year-old Democratic state senator from Virginia replied to MAGA Ted Cruz on Twitter and said, "You all started it, and we effing finished it." When someone replied, "You're a senator, work on your vocabulary," 82-year-old Eloise Lucas said, "I have learned that being politically correct is lost on haters, so I speak the language that they understand." First of all, I wish I lived in Virginia so I could give this lady my vote. Second of all, the reason why 82-year-old Eloise Lucas is so fired up is because the Democratic Party in Virginia just gained actual substantive leverage over the Republican Party and stopped them from rigging the midterms by redistricting Republican states in a surgical manner. Donald Trump, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, and other Republicans know that the midterm election that's coming up in about 9 or 10 months is going to be very, very unfavorable to them. I mean, that's a soft way of putting it. They are going to get slapped in the face by the American people because they have betrayed us both domestically and abroad. We are being humiliated on the global stage, and Americans are struggling to pay for the goods that they need. So, Senator Eloise Lucas, a state senator from Virginia, her and her counterparts put together a plan to gain leverage over Donald Trump and Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. You'll notice that Speaker Mike Johnson and Trump are now resorting to election fraud conspiracy theories. Not that it's new, but for Speaker of the House Mike Johnson to go out there so desperately and undermine U.S. elections, for him, that is, in my opinion, a new low. We know that Trump is the enemy of democracy, the enemy of a free and fair election, but to have leaders throughout the party doing this only a few months ahead of the midterms, it's pure desperation. So let's watch this desperate-ass clip of Speaker of the House Mike Johnson in just one moment. Make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe, and let's just start off with the redistricting plan that is being put into place in Virginia. Just yesterday, Governor Abigail Spanberger made it official. The redistricting amendment vote is on the way. Now, it has not officially been passed, but the idea of this redistricting vote gives Democrats leverage over Donald Trump for a very, very simple reason. Now, the Republican accounts were mad, saying, Virginia Governor Spanberger is laughing and smiling as she signs the redistricting bill that will disenfranchise 48% of Republican-leaning voters by packing them into one district. Are we serious here? Are we serious here? Are we actually going to act like Democrats are the ones who started this wild, wild redistricting battle? Donald Trump last year called Governor Greg Abbott of Texas. This is all true. You can look it up. He called Governor Greg Abbott and asked him to redistrict the state of Texas with such surgical precision that most Democrats are drawn out. That will give them 5 new seats heading into the midterms. And guess what? They were expected to lose the midterms by about 4 to 5 seats. So Trump concocted a very surgical, but kind of dumb, not precise plan to end up redistricting Republican states. Now, multiple Republican states then rejected doing this. A really good example is Indiana. The state senators in Indiana rejected redrawing the map because they said, we're not going to just rig the midterms for a Republican president. How about we let the people vote and decide like they're supposed to? Well, what happened is Governor Gavin Newsom of California led the charge in neutralizing this redistricting effort. Governor Gavin Newsom of California added 5 new seats to their map through Democratic means. He put it up for a vote that they called Prop 50. We did a lot of videos about Prop 50 when it was floating around and ended up getting passed in California, neutralized Texas. Well, now the Republicans made a massive mistake and opened up a can of worms they shouldn't have, because after they went around to every single Republican state knocking on their door saying, hey, can we get extra seats? And most Republican states said no. Now it's Democrats' turn. Now these Republican accounts are mad that Democrats are laughing and smiling as we're doing exactly what Trump asked Republicans to do. So then Ted Cruz comes out. And this is just so rich coming from Lion Ted Cruz, who quite literally lives in Texas, is a senator in Texas. Actually, I don't know if he lives there. He probably lives somewhere overseas because he's always traveling. But he's a senator in the state of Texas, the state that started this battle. And Ted Cruz has the gall to say about Virginia, quote, a brazen abuse of power and an insult to democracy. Are we joking here? Are you talking about Donald Trump? There's no way Ted Cruz just talked about an insult to democracy. Trump has undermined every single free and fair election since he entered U.S. politics. Trump tried to overthrow the 2020 election via force after he lost, and now he's trying in 10 different ways to steal the 2026 election through redistricting, through ICE agents, through crazy voter barriers so people can't even register to vote or vote if they don't have very specific means to vote, therefore blocking out certain minority communities. I mean, there's 100 different ways. And Ted Cruz wants to say Democrats are the insult to democracy, that Democrats are abusing power. Dude, your president has gotten like $4 billion richer since he entered office. But to continue, 47% of Virginia voted Trump, says Ted Cruz. They will now get just 9% of the seats. 52% of Virginia voters voted Harris. They will now get 91% of the seats. By the way, this hasn't even officially passed. This is only a leverage point for Democrats if Trump continues to try to rig the midterms. But look it, Senator Eloise Lucas, the 82-year-old state senator from Virginia, says, "You started it, and we fucking finished it. We finished it." Then someone in the replies says, "You're a senator. Work on your vocabulary." And Senator Eloise Lucas says, "I have learned that being politically correct is lost on haters, so I speak the language they understand." Can we get one of those cool GigaChad edits for 82-year-old state senator Eloise Lucas, who quite literally is a great fighter? I'm not pointing out her age to demean in any way. I just think it is extra exciting and invigorating that we have people fighting for democracy in such an aggressive manner of all ages. I really like the language that's being used here. It's really just, it's not forced either. Have you ever seen those Democrats that try to cuss and they kind of force it? This is just raw middle finger up to the Republicans. To continue, the Green Dragon says, "Virginia Democrats are going to pass a new congressional map eliminating 4 Republican seats. Republicans picked a fight they simply cannot win, and now that they are losing, they are crying about." Let's listen to some analysis on the midterms coming from a former Trump staffer. This is Trump's former chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, who responded to the racist video of the Obamas and said, "Hey, this racist video will be put in every single political ad coming into the midterms. It's over."
The point is this, is that we won't show it, and I respect that, and I agree with that decision. But people are going to see it. This ad is going to be replayed in every single one of the House and Senate races going into these midterms. First thing that came to my mind after I got over the shock of this is, oh my goodness, you can kiss the midterms goodbye. This is going to be something that is going to be seen again and again and again.
Over and over and over, it is going to be seen. And this brings me on to Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, who, man, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, I have always disliked. I disagree with him on everything. The way he treats women in Congress is reportedly awful. He is hyper-religious and wants to impose his religious beliefs on other people. But I haven't actually heard him outright spew election fraud conspiracy theories until this clip. There are certain Republicans who haven't quite crossed the Rubicon of openly spewing these conspiracy theories. I mean, surprisingly, believe it or not, Scott Jennings from CNN was somebody who was so outraged after January 6th that he wrote an entire article that is still up on the CNN website calling them all insurrectionists. He has pushed back against the election fraud lies in the same way that sort of Mike Pence has. There are just certain Republicans that haven't crossed that Rubicon, but now they are. They are so desperate to cling on to any power ahead of the midterms. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is trying to sow doubts in California elections, blue state elections, in such a dumb way. He is just blatantly misrepresenting the way the process works in order to undermine the democratic process. This is just a new low. Maybe I'm naive to think that even the buttoned up Republicans like Mike Johnson and, I mean, I think of like people like Mike Pence wouldn't cross that Rubicon, but here we have it. Mike Johnson right here.
Follow up on elections. The president says that he wants Republicans to nationalize elections. Do you agree with him? And do you have confidence in how elections are conducted right now heading into the midterm?
We have thoughtful debate about our election system every election cycle and sometimes in between. We know it's in our system. The states have been in charge of administering their elections. What you're hearing from the president is his frustration about the lack of some of the blue states, frankly of enforcing these things.
This is complete sane washing of a Trump statement where Trump said he wants the administration, the federal government, to take over elections.
Who's going to be. I'm not going to get ahead of the negotiations here, but I think that is something that's going to be a continuing theme here. It's something that we'll continue to push, and we hope the governors will insist upon that same thing as well.
Listen to this.
States like in California, for example. I mean, they hold the elections open for weeks after Election Day. That's just one thing that bothers so many people.
Wrong.
We had three House Republican candidates who were ahead on Election Day in the last election cycle. And every time a new tranche of ballots came in, they just magically whittled away until their leads were lost. And no series of ballots that were counted after Election Day were our candidates ahead on any of those counts. It looks on its face to be fraudulent. Can I prove that? No, because it happened so far upstream. But we need more confidence in the American people.
I'm sorry, but this is one of the most disgusting clips I have ever seen. This is one of the most disturbing clips I have ever seen, up there with him downplaying what the Epstein survivors went through and playing defense for Donald Trump's cover-up. But this clip right here is just willful ignorance. Mike Johnson is not an absolute idiot. He's not an absolute idiot. He knows what California state election law says. He knows what's happening here. What he just said was so dumb that he's trying to very intentionally undermine integrity, undermine confidence in our elections. Here's essentially what Speaker of the House Mike Johnson's complaint was, and I'm going to represent what he said very fairly. He thinks that California still allows open voting for weeks after Election Day. That part is not true. That is false. California counts votes that are postmarked on Election Day and arrive late. For example, if I send my vote in 2 days before the election, and I postmark it 2 days before the election, but it arrives 3 days after Election Day, as long as it is postmarked the correct date, it can still be counted. That is not fraudulent. That is how the system works. That is not open voting for weeks after the election. That is one cutoff day that is backed up by postmarks. So then Speaker of the House Mike Johnson says perhaps the dumbest thing I've ever heard. He says, as these votes come in, the lead that we have whittles away and whittles away. This is like me saying, my team was up during halftime at the Super Bowl, and then I went to go grab food, and it took me 30 minutes, and when I came back, our lead had whittled away. What's happening here? I can't prove fraud, but it sure seems like there's fraud.
It looks on its face to be fraudulent. Can I prove that? No, because it happened so far upstream, but we need more...
Can I prove that? No. Well, maybe you shouldn't be spreading theories that undermine the integrity of our election if you can't prove it. What Trump is actually saying, and remember, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson's job is to sane-wash what Trump is saying and try to turn it into some cogent policy, but what Trump actually said during his vomit of vitriol out of his mouth was that the federal government should take over national elections. The federal government should take over these elections in such a way where they can put their thumb on the scale of who wins. This is what happens in third world countries and banana republics. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, and if you want to continue to push the Democratic Party in the direction of Senator L. Louise Lucas and the Adam Ocker channel, then subscribe below, drop a blue heart. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.